In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, today in the Gospel, Jesus says something truly shocking. I tell you the truth, it's better for you that I go, for if I do not go, the Advocate will not come to you, but if I go, I will send him to you. Jesus was indicating that it was better for us that he goes and the Holy Spirit comes than that Jesus stays and the Holy Spirit doesn't come. It's a great joy we have is that we don't have to choose between the second and the third persons of the Holy Trinity. But by these words, Jesus is indicating to us the extraordinary importance of the Holy Ghost in the Christian life to complete Jesus' mission in us and through us in the world. Today, Jesus tells us that the Holy Spirit has a threefold mission. He will convict the world in regard to sin, to justice, and condemnation. The word convict has the idea of a lawyer cross-examining a person on trial so effectively that the defendant is led to see and admit his errors and confess the whole truth. The Holy Ghost will do this, Jesus says, with regard to three crucial spiritual realities. The first is with regard to sin, Jesus says, because they do not believe in me. The work of God, Jesus describes, is to believe in the one he sent. And the essential sin is opposition to this work, this failure to believe, this rejection of God, this killing of the message of the gospel. We know that at the time of Jesus, many were unaware of just what was occurring at the crucifixion. The people, most of them, were not aware of the sin they were committing, prompting Jesus' merciful cry, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Many thought they were putting to death a blasphemer, and so they shouted for his death. But after Pentecost, when moved and helped by the Holy Ghost, St. Peter preached to the crowds about how they had condemned a just man and crucified the Lord of glory. And so they were pierced to the heart. That was the first work of the Holy Ghost to convict the world of sin. That work continues, helping us to see the many ways we don't believe in God, the many contexts we don't live by faith, the many settings in which we have not yet staked our entire existence on His word. The second work of the Spirit is to convict the world in regard to justice. Because Jesus says, "I'm going to the Father, and you will no longer see me." Justice is a right relationship between a person and God, and between persons in God. The foundation of our justice is in Jesus' triumph over sin and death, his resurrection and ascension into glory, when the order of the universe was turned right side up. The third work of the Holy Ghost, Jesus says, is with regard to judgment or condemnation, because the ruler of this world has been condemned. the Holy Ghost helps us to see that the devil has been defeated. The devil has been judged. Evil has been condemned, and wickedness no longer has the last word, the last say. The Holy Ghost helps us to see clearly the winning side and the losing side. And he helps us to choose with clarity and courage which side we want to be on now and always, winner or loser. Each of us will be judged. But the Holy Spirit helps us to know exactly on what criteria we will be judged. And by ordering our life to God's word, to go with confidence to meet Jesus provided as our judge. The Holy Ghost guides us into all truth, helps us to believe in Jesus and all that he taught and did, and assists us to choose him over the various sinful occasions take in our life. The Holy Spirit helps us to discern that in caring for the needy, hungry, thirsty, poor, naked, imprisoned, and unknown, we are caring for Jesus and choosing to go to his eternal rights. The Holy Spirit helps us to cross the road, to care for the Good Samaritan, to cross the aisle and enter the confessional, to cross ourselves and unite our joys and suffering to Jesus' life, suffering, death, and resurrection. Dear faithful, we now live in an age that is slow to hear the word of God and the cry of others, and one that is quick in speaking and in expressing anger. Rather than imitating the Blessed Virgin Mary and Saint Joseph, too often we prefer our opinion, unsolicited most of the time, on every subject under the sun. We live in an age of gossip, of shaming, of slaying our brother like Cain did Abel with a third of our tongue. There are several prominent Catholics who have now made detraction a sordid art form, caustically ripping other people apart, exposing their defects far more than the compliments their strength, all the while ignoring what Jesus said in the image of the plank and the speck and his clear admonition, "I tell you, on the day of judgment, people will render an account for every careless work they speak." And we speak with our tongue. Dear faithful, this is not the Christian way, because God is not mocked. And the Holy Ghost wants us to live according to the Spirit. He wants to convict us of this sin, remind us of justice, and help us learn how to communicate truly as Christians. What is the way Catholics are meant to communicate as sons and daughters of God? At the end of today's Gospel, we get a glimpse. Speaking about the Holy Ghost, Jesus tells us, He will not speak on his own, but he will speak what he hears, and take from what is mine, and declare it to you. The faithful, the truly Christian form of communication that the Holy Ghost wants to help us to bring about is that our words will become more and more the echo of God's word. That whether we are silent, contemplatively listening, or whether we are speaking, we are hearing God's voice, Jesus' voice, are speaking God's saving word. The more we cooperate with the Holy Ghost, the more we will be able to make our whole life like a Magnificat, cooperating as the Blessed Mother did, so that we will always listen to God's word so prayerfully, attentively, and quickly that we will hear it always as a word to be done and to be shared. A word that will teach us how to love each other in the same way God has shown us how to love. A word that will implant itself with us and help us to bear good fruit, abundant good fruit, by helping us to proclaim God's word with our lips and lives, as we give our lives as first fruit to help restore people to God's justice. Today we turn to the Holy Ghost, the better part, who seeks to transform us more and more in the divine image, and pray, come, Holy Ghost, convict us of sin, justice, and judgment. Come, Holy Ghost, and lead us to all truth. Come, Holy Spirit, help us to become quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. Come, Holy Ghost, fill the hearts of your faithful, and kindle in us the fire of your love, and send us forth to light the world ablaze. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.